Track 123. Page 120. Exercises 5 and 6.
Laura O'Connor is a former student of Durham University, and she's here to tell us about it. Laura, is it a good university?
Well, let me say first of all that no university is good unless it's good for you. If you're doing a course that's wrong for you, well, how do you expect to get a great degree? But yes, I'd say it's an excellent place. It's in the top 10 universities in Britain, which is quite a reputation to have, and it's been in the top 100 in the world in recent years.
So what can you study if you go to Durham?
The three main faculties are arts and humanities, science, and social science and health. And there are over 25 departments or schools.
How many colleges has the university got?
There are 16. I should point out that there are two campuses, one in Durham and one in Stockton, but there's a free bus running every half an hour between the two.
And what about courses?
Well, there are over 200 undergraduate courses and many more postgraduate courses and research programmes. And in total, it has more than 17,000 students.
Durham has quite an impressive history, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. They say it was England's third university, after Oxford and Cambridge, and it began offering degrees in 1832. But Durham was an important city 1,000 years before that. Durham Castle, which is now part of the university, goes back to 1072.
You clearly enjoyed your time there.
It was wonderful. The city of Durham is so beautiful and yet so small, so you can walk around it quite easily. I think that was my favourite part of the whole experience, studying in such amazing surroundings. But the lectures and social life were also great. I'd say it was, all in all, the perfect university experience for me.